Welcome back to Giggle and Grow
with Courtney
and Morgan.
We are here and we are back, better than ever.
Absolutely right. And guys, we even put together our podcast studio tonight, as you will find on YouTube here. You can go and subscribe after this.
Please do.
Well, guys, so we're going to start off our 11th episode here, and we're going to talk about letting go of imperfection and leaning more into that self-love side of things today. I think this is a really important topic, especially kind of with the start of the new year. We're 4 months in now already. We've set up a lot of resolutions that maybe we wanted to accomplish. We touched on that a couple episodes back. And so now is kind of time just to focus a little bit more on us again, guys, and kind of figure out where we want to go. So
great introduction. I love that. Yeah, I mean, our first part of this that we're going to go into is practicing self-compassion and ways that we practice it, and I think ways that we wish we could practice more of. One thing that I know I've probably talked about a lot, but I like want to reiterate it, is that when I practice self-compassion, Morgan, a lot of what I try to do is when I say one mean thing to myself or to about anything about myself, I will say three nice things to follow it up. That's something that I do that really helps, because you know, I struggle with self-compassion.
Absolutely. I do too. It's something that I don't even recognize often. And then a couple minutes in, I find my mind racing and I'm like, whoa, where did I let myself go there for a second?
You're like, that's not me. Yeah, who said that to me?
Yeah, we gotta love ourselves a little bit. Right. So kind of going off what you said, Courtney, I really like that, because I just saw recently, there was this post I saw and they said something about when you wake up in the morning, once again, you look into that mirror, you're supposed to say I love you to yourself 25 times in a row. Seems crazy.
Wow, where'd you see this?
It was on a post that I saw on a reel on Instagram, and it was this guy. Love he it. Explained three things that you could start your morning off with and it would completely change your day and the rest of your life more so, and that was one of the three.
Wow, I've actually never heard that. Yeah. One, but that's a smart idea. So saying it 25 times in the mirror before you start your day,
and it goes right after you brush your teeth with your left hand, or if you're a righty, or if you're a lefty, you do it with your right hand. It does something to your brain that kind of, I don't know, does something. I don't know the science.
We don't know the science behind it, but we know it helps.
Yeah,
right?
I guess so. We'll try it.
We should try it. That'll be my goal for before next podcast.
We'll let you know, guys.
We'll see if it works. I will say that, you know, I went through a time period when I really struggled with insecurities, and for a long time what I did was force myself to go in the mirror and be like, I love you no matter what. You're beautiful. And, you know, we're young right now. I mean, I want to be able to do that even when I get into my older ages as an elder. When I get up into the 80s, I still want to be saying that, because I think a big part of what womanhood is being able to love yourself even when you age.
Absolutely.
You know, that's
change
so
a little
tough.
Bit. I totally agree with that. And I think also to go off of that, being able to cultivate those positive affirmations that do truly fit you and that period of life that you're in. I think sometimes we can get caught up in those 1, 2, 3, 5 affirmations that I've worked for us for maybe 3 months, but mm-hmm. now we're in a different point in our life. Maybe we have to change those up, find new ones that are going to fit us a little bit better.
I agree. That's actually a really good way of looking at it, is like each year when it's your birthday, like what I would suggest is going back and saying, okay, what is one thing that maybe this year I'm more insecure about, and what is one thing that I become more secure about, and try to focus on the securities and you know, that kind of leans into like our next subcategory of going over letting go of comparing yourself. So when you find yourself, you know, comparing or doing something like that, what I would suggest is go in and think of ways that you can, you know, say, here's how I've grown in the last year. Here's what I have become, right? And try and improve by just saying, here's what I love about myself, right?
It's those simple things. And like mm-hmm. I said earlier, you don't even realize that you're getting yourself in this mindset, in this little rut. And mm-hmm. then when you pull yourself out of it, it really, like you were saying, just those simple words or switch of words that you use switch that definition that you're saying, and mm-hmm. it's going to change your whole life. It really is.
Yeah, and I think, honestly, in today's day and age, like, a lot of women out there have a lot of very high expectations.
Yes, expectations are a big one.
And then we go and we do things that, like, we're like, oh, I regret doing this later in life. Like, something that I did was, like, when I was younger, I got, like, lip filler.
Oh, yeah.
And I am so glad I don't do that anymore. Not, like, it's a bad thing if people do it, but I just think it is. I think it's honestly because of what we as a society are telling women, like, you're not good enough, you know, you're not pretty enough. Then, like, especially now that we're on camera 24/7, it's like you have to look like 25 all the time. You have to, you know, be young and give this young appearance. So do all these things and you'll look prettier and you'll be more attractive, when in reality, like, it's just like loving yourself is the most beautiful thing.
Not even just like the fit or the pretty side of things or the way you look or what you're wearing, but I think it even goes into society now and just what we're doing with our day to day. I think we see people going to coffee shops with their girlfriends. We mm-hmm. see people going shopping on a Wednesday afternoon. Mm-hmm. We see people going to the beach and the lakes and boating and all this fun. And we kind of forget that we're still living mm-hmm. living a normal life where we are needing to eat three times a day. We're getting our workouts in. We maybe want to read or watch a movie at night. Mm-hmm. It's not always go, 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 or all these exemplified things that we think when we see Instagram or TikTok or Facebook.
Yeah, it's not just
Facebook.
That one picture or that one video of that person that you saw. That is not their entire life.
Exactly.
Especially these, like, you know, beauty influencers and things. I mean, those, they're real people. We're all real people. And I think we all go through, I think everyone, some of the most beautiful women in the world still go through insecurities, you know?
Yep. Not everything you see is really reality. And again, going back to beauty and expectations and just what we're doing every day, really.
And I think a big tip for what I want to say, like, letting go of comparison, is what I do a lot of the times is when I start to compare or I start to struggle or I start to see it, I do actually like to just put everything aside and just, like, look at myself and be like, okay, what are five things that I love about myself physically? What are five things I love about myself mentally? And what are five things I love about myself spiritually? So, like, in that moment, I can kind of fall back in love with myself, because I think it's all about, like, comparing yourself, I think, is natural. So don't think that you're, like, doing something wrong. It's natural. I think I wonder where it comes from. You know, I would want to say that it comes from, like, back in the hunter-gatherer days, when we're, like, trying to learn and say, oh, here's how that person does it. Maybe I can do it that way. Things like that. But nowadays, like, if you catch yourself doing that, like, really try to take a step back and find the peace within yourself and just say, okay, here are five things I love about myself mentally, physically, spiritually, whatever you want to do. But that is a big tip that I want to say for letting go of comparing.
I absolutely love that. I really, really, really do. And I think, too, celebrating that progress, not just that perfection. And when you're celebrating that progress over time, again, you're not going to maybe see that change in a day or two or a month from now. But when you look back on your next birthday, like Courtney said earlier, you can celebrate how much progress you really found, how much self-love you leaned into that last year, mm-hmm. and not just that perfection. Oftentimes, you're not even going to notice what you were perfecting 3 months ago. It's going to be, what kind of progress did I make in that 3 months?
Yeah. So based on what you just said, Morgan, that's perfect for, you know, celebrating progress and not perfection. My boyfriend always says this. He always says, don't let good be the, what does he say? Sorry. Don't let good be the enemy of perfect. So basically saying, like, you don't have to be perfect to be good at something, or like cleaning. It doesn't have to be perfect to be good at it, or doing your makeup. It doesn't have to be perfect to look good. You know what I mean? I mean, because I'll tell you right now, mine is never perfect. And even if you don't decide not to wear it, you know, it doesn't have to be perfect to be good. And I think that the more that you strive to just be okay with the good, you kind of, you know, you celebrate that progress more rather than holding on to, okay, here's where I should be. Because I'm honestly, I do that. I'm like, oh, I want to be five more steps ahead of where I really am.
I think a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And often too, I think going off of, again, that the perfection and the celebrating the progress, I think that also comes with building that resilience through that self-love as well. I think resilience, you can build that a lot when, again, you're allowing yourself to walk through the progress, walk through that mountain, walk through that valley, whatever that step may be in your life. Mm-hmm. You're building that resilience, you're building that strength to help you get better at that self-love piece of you. Again, it's not this like fight that you have to fight. What is this quote? There's a quote that I really want to share here, and it's, don't let your process become your prison. Stephen Furtick actually said quote. This.
Yes. Who said it?
Stephen Furtick did. He said that quote there. And good, I think one. That goes often into self-care and our growth and the way that we're loving ourselves too. We can get so anxious and built up with anger and upset that we're not where we want to be. But that is not our fight, just like I was saying earlier.
Yep. And like the universe will put you in the right place at the right time. And you just have to, like, I think it took me a long time to realize what the actual word faith meant, and like, have a little faith, you know?
Yep.
Have a little faith in yourself. Have a little faith in the process. Have a little faith that it's not supposed to be perfect. Your life isn't supposed to be perfect, and it's okay that it's not. And just know that you are a gift, and the more that you celebrate that gift and the gift of life, the more that I think you're going to celebrate yourself and the progress that you, where you've come and not, and where you are and not where you were, right? So.
Right. And I think too, sometimes when we are that, when we feel those five steps ahead, that a take back can feel like 10 steps behind. And that is also not always the case. Mm-hmm. I think really embracing the imperfection and seeing that as growth, like we've been mentioning, really just taking that as an opportunity to really reflect on where you also want to be. It's just, it's really all coming down to being in the moment, being present of where you're at, and being okay and being happy with that too, whether it's a good or bad day.
Yeah. Okay, so embracing your authentic self, that is a big one. And I think some self tips for that, honestly, one of the big ones, I think, is not wearing makeup for a day.
I like that.
Isn't
a lot.
Isn't that a huge, don't you think that's a huge way to embrace for women? I think for men, it's probably, what would you say? That's a good one. I don't know if I'm able to give men advice, but
my personal opinion, it would truly just allow yourself to be emotional and vulnerable. Allow yourself to feel the feelings. I think it goes the same for women as well. I think a lot of times for us to really feel like our authentic selves, it's really allowing ourselves to feel the happy, feel the tears, feel the anger, feel the sadness, feel the grief, whatever that may be, and not be afraid of feeling that. I think often we have to be able to feel in order to heal and to step out of that. Sometimes that process looks like an hour. Sometimes it's 10 minutes. Sometimes it takes a week to heal and get through whatever that emotion is. But again, leaning into that feeling and not being afraid of it for yourself, but also of sharing it to others that you're close with, that is, I think, really embracing that side of you and embracing who you truly are.
Yeah, and I will say that I do know that there is a level of vibration that we all vibrate on. Everybody knows this. And like, most people actually think like the highest level of vibration is happiness and joy, which is actually wrong. The highest level of vibration that you can be on is being authentic.
Yep.
That it's, I can't remember where the study is or what I watched that showed that, but I 100% believe it, and I'm going to preach it, because being your authentic self, people know when it's happening, and people gravitate towards that. So I think a big part of us being our authentic self is starting this podcast and is taking that leap. And so my advice to you is to take that extra step, take that leap, get comfortable with being uncomfortable, because eventually you will become comfortable, and then you're going to have to make yourself be even more uncomfortable. And that is one thing I can say that this podcast has really helped me do, is push myself to be uncomfortable. And now I'm so comfortable with being here with you and talking and having this camera in front of us and, you know, just chatting and it being about mental health and like really hopefully getting through to people around us, I think that's really gonna be better. I think that's the authenticity shining through. And I think that's what a lot of anybody out there can do, is you do what makes you happy. And if you don't know what that is, start with just understanding yourself. Start with journaling. Check out our journal, our free download. Seriously, I mean, it's gonna force you to understand who you are and how journaling, and like journaling will tell you who you are. I'm telling you.
Absolutely. And if you're scared to do it too, again, like we've said before, start really small. Take one question, one feeling that you're feeling, and just start writing. Five mm-hmm. minutes, 3 minutes, 1 minute, if that's all you need there. Once you put the pen to the paper, you start just letting your thoughts take the momentum, mm-hmm. I guess is what I'm trying to say. That's it. It really will come together. And I think, again, going off of authentic self and embracing that side of you, nurturing that inner peace is going to follow right behind that. I think when you find that authentic side of you, that inner peace is just going to start to come out. I think we often try to find peace before allowing our authentic selves to show, and it can scramble it up. It makes it mm-hmm. confusing, and mm-hmm. I think often it's the opposite way, authentic and finding that peace.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, by focusing on yourself and focusing on what makes you happy and focusing on, you know, letting go of your imperfections, back to what this whole thing is about, you're going to find that you're falling into that self-love, right? You're going to find that, oh, maybe I do want to journal today, or maybe I do want to meditate, you know? And you're going to find ways that feel authentic to you, and it's going to then be inner peace, and it's just going to be so many, one right after the other. You're just going to vibrate to and fly away.
Maybe not. I love that. No, you will. It'll feel just like that.
It will. And I think Morgan and I are kind of at that place where we can finally say, you know, we've got our studio ready. We've done things. We've made ourselves feel uncomfortable. I mean, we literally podcasted on the floor a couple weeks ago, and now we're here sitting in front of our camera podcasting. And so any advice I can give you is just stay true to yourself and keep pushing yourself. Don't give up.
And I think to go off of that, setting boundaries for that self-care is what's going to keep you accountable. You might not know what those boundaries are quite yet, but of course, when you lean into that self-love a little bit more, you're going to know what makes you happy, what kind of self-care you do love.
And what you need. Yeah. You set those boundaries for yourself. There are three different types of people. There are going to be people out there that set boundaries that are so strict. And I've talked about this with my therapist, actually. And they're like concrete walls. Nobody can get through them. And this is how a boundary has to be. And then you're going to have boundaries that are kind of like a sponge where things come and they go. Or like if you think of it as a fence around a house, like a picket fence, right? And then you have the cement walls that nobody can get in. And then you have the one that with the gate where things can get in and can't. And like, all I'm saying is when you learn how to set those different types of boundaries for yourself, I think you're going to make mistakes. You're going to set the wrong boundaries, and you're going to be imperfect while doing that. And I think by accepting that it's not going to be perfect, you're going to learn and grow even more, because I think, and that's how you're going to grow into that self-love, because I am guilty of doing this, of setting like concrete wall boundaries between me and maybe other people and like doing certain things. And then it's like I'm cut off from them, and I can't receive any of them, and they can't receive any of me, right? And so like the love is kind of cut off there. So what I found is challenge your beliefs, challenge your boundaries, and you're going to fall into imperfection. And then and once you accept that about yourself, you're going to be more loving, and you're going to fall into your peacefulness more.
Definitely. And I love that. And I love that you touched on all of that, because truly, I think setting boundaries is something, I mean, for me, it was really complicating. We talked about boundaries in a few episodes back here, and I, being a people pleaser, I have gone in and out of the right boundaries, the wrong boundaries, what I think I wanted and what I needed, and there's a lot of trial and error when it comes to that. So I love that you were talking about just the grace that you can give yourself while you're leaning into that self-love, but also practicing that imperfection and allowing that to be a part of your life too.
Yeah. I agree. Well, I think the last thing I'd like to talk about, Morgan, if you're up for it, is mindfulness and meditation practices.
Yeah, you really love this topic. I think this is something that a lot of our listeners, as they hear the importance from you and just what that looks like in your life, you can really share a lot of this along the way.
Yeah, I think that I'm very imperfect at doing that. I used to do it all the time, and now I really only do it when I need it. But I love that, you know, practicing mindfulness doesn't have to be perfect in order to work. It works whether you're doing it every day or whether you do it once a week or whether you do it once a year. It's all about practicing.
It is. And I think it really is something, once you start noticing it and doing it often, like we've said, it's something that you'll find actually a part of your everyday life. It's going to be every hour, every minute. Mm-hmm. You're going to, again, catch yourself thinking about that off topic that was 3, 4, 5 weeks ago, or that's not even something that's begun yet. And when you catch yourself, it's going to bring you back to that present moment. It's going to lean you more into that self-love. It's going to allow you to see those imperfections. You're going to be able to grow with those imperfections. Yeah. It's a circle of life. It's a circle of self-care, self-love. We love that.
So. Yes, we love all of it. We love all the love, and we use that word a lot. But really, what I think Morgan and I are trying to say is, like, just let go of your imperfections, and you'll fall into that self-love, right?
Absolutely, guys. And I think, again, we have to remember that we are not perfect in this life. Yeah. The people next to you aren't perfect.
Yeah.
The more grace that we can give to each other, the more love that we can give to each other, understand one another, I think we can build up everyone around us and create a better life too. So
if you're listening now, I want you to go think of 5 things you love about yourself, mentally, physically, and spiritually. And if you can, comment them below.
We love that.
Bye, guys. Thanks so much for listening.
We love you.
We love you. Mwah.